This is Lewis. And for this interview, we spoke with Alex and Spencer of Palacio Palace, a cultural hub and virtual venue based out of the San Fernando Valley. We discussed creative friendships, using AI as a tool for creation, and how to pop off during a pandemic. Come one, come all, and take a listen. Thank you so much for being here today, both of you. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to talk to you both today, just because of all the stuff I've seen. You guys have like one of the quickest data footprints, like Instagram. Like, you guys have only been around for what now, 3 years? I just love all of your content that's come out. It's like, and it's been rapid fire, I feel like. But I just wanted you to do a brief introduction of who you are and what you're doing at Palacio today.
I'm Alex, or I go by Danton Liu. I'm a producer and performer. I handle most of the management and booking for it. And
I'm Spencer, and I do a lot of the video production, the content creation, and running lights and lasers during shows and stuff like that. So I handle a lot of the visual and technical stuff.
Okay, dope. That's awesome. Sounds like you really are both integral to the Palacio team. And you said there was one other person, right?
Yeah, we have Alfredo, or El Keamo. He's another producer. He goes by El Keamo, and he does he runs most of the sound and stuff whenever we're like having shows. So he sets up most of the equipment and stuff.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, like what I was saying, how long have you guys been around for exactly?
I'd say 3 years, four.
Yeah, it was late 2019, I think, is the first show that we did.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So, like, one thing I wanted to get right into, because I was thinking about this when I was making lunch earlier, is that you guys started what was kind of like an online, very online venture. What seems like today is like I feel like I could, you know, I look through all the way down through your YouTube videos, like you guys are really out there. And that was all pre-pandemic, like 2019. Yeah. You know, like you guys kind of hit this, I would say, looks like a stride in the middle of something that like was like, oh, everything, you know, physical kind of shuts down, but you guys are kind of like growing in that time. Like, what was that like for you? Do you feel like you were like looking for a physical space, or were you really comfortable being in that digital space?
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't used to it at first. Like because, you know, I handle like booking and management. So I was thinking like the live shows, and I was like, okay, I guess put it down for a little bit. We're going to be relaxing for a little bit. But these guys actually set up a website without even telling me. They were just like, hey, we made a website for streaming. I'm like, okay. And they're like, we need acts. By when? Like next week. And seriously, that's how it happened. And I was like, go find somebody. And I'm like, all right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we really like took it as an opportunity to try to create this kind of like digital space where we could experiment with different things and try to get lots of artists from all over the world as well, which is something you wouldn't normally be able to do with a live event all the time. You're not able to fly everyone in. So it was a really cool opportunity to get all these people from all over the world and kind of create something different that hasn't really been done before. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you have like a lot of international acts that are coming through. I didn't know that. I assumed that it was all like pretty much the Valley. And I was like, that's amazing that there's so much like cultural, like, but I'm assuming that there is a lot of Valley also coming through. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that that's where it started. Is that correct? Like, did you guys both come from the Valley, or you both raised in the Valley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dope. Okay. That's awesome. And what was that like? What were you guys to each other back then?
Oh, well, we've always been friends for a while. He was always in a, like, creating visuals and stuff like that. And I was just always a music head, but we've known each other before this project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And you guys, had you been thinking of starting something like this for a long time, or was it like, you know, what if we just had this idea or not? Has it always been kind of on the back of your mind that you're going to collaborate together and make something?
Well, for me, I, when I still wanted to start the Palacio project, I did have it in the back of my mind for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm thinking about running some shows for electronic music because there was no electronic music in the Valley.
Mm.
But I mentioned it to like a couple of friends and I really didn't execute it at all for like a year until like one friend really got mad. He's like, where's that project, damn it? And I was like, all right, I'll do it. So then when I started running the project, I introduced it to Spencer and he loved the idea and he hopped right on board like as soon as like we started going. He was there usually from day one.
Yeah, I already had a lot of systems that I was building to create different shows and stuff like that. So I kind of saw it as a really cool opportunity to actually use it on some real performances.
Mm. Yeah, I really love to hear that. I love day ones and just like starting a project from scratch that has no like, or I guess, let me ask the question. What was the kind of goal with Palacio to you? Like when you were thinking about it, was it just like, I want to have, you know, people express their obsessions or whatnot. Like what was your kind of impetus for it?
It was really simple early on. I was just looking to play more shows, and I was an electronic artist, and in the Valley it's very much just punk and indie music.
Mm.
So like there was not really much place for me to do something like that. And then outside of that we had like some DJs, but not really like the way I was doing it, like live producers.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just kind of decided I'll set something up for that sort of theme. And it just kind of grew from there. Even like when we were in streaming, I wasn't really focusing on like bigger picture stuff. I was just kind of more surprised that it was happening as we were starting getting international acts. And like the popularity did kind of spike during COVID. Wow. But even I was surprised by it. I wasn't like, oh, my plan isn't coming all together. It was very much like, whoa, look at that.
For me, it's always just kind of been a way to experiment with all these different kind of like systems and ideas I want to create for these shows. So yeah, I just saw it as a way to kind of explore all these different techniques and use them for these real shows. And yeah, it was really cool during COVID to have all these international acts come in and be able to kind of coordinate that. It was really a big mess at first trying to figure out how to get streaming working, but then like in the beginning of COVID people weren't really comfortable like streaming with OBS over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to kind of like set up some infrastructure for that to kind of create our own streaming system so that people could send their stream to it and we could retrieve it and handle all of that. So there was a lot of stuff we had to figure out to get that to work, but it was way worth it because we got so many cool international acts and just had a great time putting together those shows. So.
Wow, that's really very impressive to hear that you are... A, like you grew in popularity during the pandemic. Like that's just really cool. And B, having to set up a streaming, like, do you still use that sort of setup today? Like, is it like you were kind of getting used to that process of OBS? Is that something you still use today with your acts now? Or have you guys gone more into the physical realm? Like,
more into the physical realm, but we still use it. We use it like once or twice a year. We do kind of like this one holiday or when like either it's 420 or the winter stream mm-hmm. that we usually tend to get a couple international acts. And we still want to focus on getting some eyes on acts that aren't very well known. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're in LA
mm-hmm.
and we have tons of LA acts, but it'd be really nice to introduce them to somebody from like, I don't know, Europe
mm-hmm.
or, you know, wherever.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, I wanted to make this space for electronic musicians. At first, were you getting a lot of people that were like willing to come out and play shows, or was it something that you kind of had to keep pushing and pushing until, you know, people were like, oh, like I can come to, you know, a Palacio Palace show and really like express, you know, what I love?
Kind of a little bit of both, but also the thing about me is that I'm just such a huge music nerd that I knew so many people like, well, I just messaged everybody. And I'm like, anybody down to play a show? Anybody down? And like, I'm surprised who said yes for our first show.
Mm.
I don't know if you know Derek or Basic. He's mm-hmm. an amazing LA performer. Yeah. We had him for our first show.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
Yeah.
If anybody ever hears this, check out his music. But yeah, he blew my mind away. And after having him perform a couple other friends, I'm like, yeah, it's a good idea. I'm going to continue making this.
That's awesome. Yeah, because... I think that's just like a really interesting, it's a nice progression to have, you know, it's like, you just have this idea. You're just looking for like people to have you know, to have people play electronic music in a place that doesn't seem to have a place for that. And now I feel like you guys have, how do you feel like it's changed, if it has, from then to like today?
Definitely looking for acts isn't hard anymore. People even DM us and stuff. Like, in fact, I feel even bad sometimes because I do have like quite a few acts and I'd be like, I only got 8 slots to show, you know? So that's differenter. We do get more offers for venues, which is a lot, which, you know, we could always use different venues. Not much else has changed that much. I mean, we're getting a lot better at shows and stuff like that, but it still very much feels like just our group of friends putting on shows. We still got that sort of same feeling.
Right. I was looking at the Instagram. I noticed very recently that there was a shift, and now there's kind of this, like, it's AI videos. How do you make those?
Yeah, I've been really obsessed with AI stuff for the past year or so. Ever since, I'd say, I was interested early last year, and then once Midjourney came out, I really started taking it seriously and starting to play around with all those tools. And for me, when I make the videos, it always comes like from the music. So I listen to the music, and then I'll decide kind of what the general like storyline should kind of be. It's usually going to end up being abstract anyway, but I like to start with some kind of general storyline and then kind of listen to the music with that in mind and kind of plan out shots and then try to actually create the shots in AI. It's kind of where it's at right now. But there's also been lots of times where I'm doing audio reactive stuff in the process of making the AI videos. So with the Stable Diffusion type AI videos where it's more like flying in, like infinite zooming in, those had to be audio reactive and had to tie to the music. So I'd have to program out these sequences of feedback, essentially, where you take like the previous frame, you zoom in, and then you put more AI on top of it, so it's like this feedback loop. And I was able to create audio reactivity in that to create a lot of the visuals. And yeah, I've just been really enjoying using any and all AI tools that come out and having a blast with that.
You feel like having the AI as part of the creative process, do you feel like that's also coming out in how people are creating music that are part of Palacio?
Yeah, for me, it's more about, yeah, like testing out the technology and like taking it further, using this kind of as a test bed to take it further. But also, yeah, I think not very many artists are using the AI music stuff because it hasn't really reached a level of maturity yet that the image and like the video stuff is starting to reach. But it's gotten extremely good over the past like month, like 2 months, with a few really good models. And a lot of people, when they hear them, they at least like to use them for samples. Like, they're not at the point where they make an entire song and it's like amazing, like, but you can create some very, very good samples, and it's reaching a point where you can be very like creative with the way that you use it. Like, you can train it on specific sounds or even train it on your own like drum packs and stuff like that, and then it'll create new stuff based off of your stuff with a prompt involved as well. So there's like a lot of different ways that artists could be using it right now to kind of extend what they're doing and start to create some really, really cool stuff, or even just like get rid of kind of like the stuff that's part of the artistic process that isn't as fun to do or takes up more time from you making cool music. So
yeah,
I think that there's there is a lot of like negativity around the way that AI is like gonna replace jobs and stuff like that, but I feel like you can definitely use it as a tool to kind of extend what you're already doing and take it way further. And I also think having a more like generalist kind of viewpoint will kind of help you, because everything you kind of generalize in, you can kind of be an expert in using AI, which is cool. So if you make really good music, but you only have a little bit of experience making videos, now you're going to be able to make like insanely amazing videos. So you only really need a little bit of experience in something now to kind of like master it. So I kind of encourage people to try to use these tools to create new and impressive things for their music.
That's cool. Yeah, I hadn't thought about like being a generalist. You can just kind of be like, oh, if I'm curious, it's a lot easier to kind of engage with the form of media, essentially. That's cool. And then I guess, shifting from the visuals, like you as Danton Liu, like how has your music kind of evolved?
I'm kind of just, because I was making music earlier on, and if you've ever heard my music, it's kind of unhinged. Like, it goes from like Euro pop to breakbeat to reggaeton to like, which, you know, at the very least, it does encourage our artists. Whenever they listen to my music, they're like, oh, what theme are you looking for? I'd be like, I'm not looking for any theme. You can just listen to my music. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's everywhere. So, you know, but for my music, I'm just exploring everything and just wherever I land or I feel interest that day. It doesn't really relate too much to Palacio because Palacio is definitely growing into something more of a performance for like the community. And Danton Lu is definitely going to go somewhere off.
So I was trying to think about like how much, because even us as channels, like it's something that we're doing right now to like allow us, it's almost like allowing us a somewhat a persona to kind of put our creativity into, or like just like a vessel almost to put our creativity into, because we've got like normal jobs, whatever, whatever. We really love the fact that we can all get together and like make something and like talk to you know, cool ass people like y'all, and then put it out there for the world. I'm just curious if you guys have that similar feeling and if that's something that's why you keep coming back to it.
Yeah, definitely me. Well, you know me, I'm a music junkie. So yeah. anybody who's putting on a new set, or even if I haven't heard your set, I'm immediately like, what's going on here? You know, like I'm very, very much like, I like meeting everybody. I like meeting every artist. I still go to DIY shows very regularly, like 3 or 4 times like a week or something like that. And like, I'll just start searching people. And the other thing is that I just hit up people all the time online and just be like, hey, how did you make that? Or where are you located? Or are you planning on coming to Los Angeles? So I just very much keep in contact with everybody. And I like meeting everybody new, and everybody has different methods of making music and different perspectives. And it's really cool just meeting everybody that's completely on the opposite side of me sometimes, you know?
Yeah. For me, I do like to kind of use the project to like push me to like create stuff with the tools that I'm building. Cause I really like to build the tools, but I also like to use them, but I get too caught up in the tool building. So being able to like being forced to create a lot of this content has like really pushed me to explore them and like push my own creativity further. And I feel like I can release stuff with Palacio that I wouldn't like normally put out on my own kind of channels. So it's been a kind of a cool like test bed to try and develop all kinds of new things. So
That is one thing that it did help. We sometimes put promo songs for each promo, and I'm really bad at releasing stuff. So like whenever there's a promo, he's very much like, I need it by tomorrow. So it gives me a due date. So that's one cool thing about Palacio. It gives us due dates. So, you know, when you're an artist on your own, you can very much stay in your bedroom for years and not ever release anything because no one's ever going to bother you about it. Nobody knows it exists. But if you announce a week ago that a show's going on, people are going to be disappointed if the show doesn't happen.
Yeah, I can understand that. I've felt that feeling before, it was just what you were just saying was making me think like it's so fucking cool that you. Sorry, you're allowed to curse if you want to. Just
fuck yeah.
It's cool that you had this idea to make Palacio because it's that space where you can now like connect with people that you maybe just like what. You were just maybe just going to stay in your bedroom or like whatever. Not that that's bad. Like, I don't want to like diss on people that stay in their bedroom. Totally cool. I do too. But like, I think that it's really powerful to like go outside and like try and make something that isn't like your mind isn't like, I need money. I need a career, you know, whatever. You just want to make space for people to come and play, which I think that that's just really nice and beautiful, and I really appreciate you.
Thanks.
You know, putting yourself out there and doing that. I guess one other question, or another question I had is like, do you, as a team and as friends, what is that relationship like for you two?
I feel we've become less professional. We're very much like, where is that shit? But no, we've always been friends. Like we're very much just on our computers on Discord, and we're messaging each other and being like, hey, next week, don't forget. Or like, you know, we have this coming up or stuff like that. But I don't think we've gotten to the point where we're like very much like, we don't want to mess this up for this sort of like, you know, the projects are getting bigger, but definitely the crowds we're working with are very relax people as well. They wouldn't get mad at us for being like kind of wild or anything.
That seems like the perfect place to be.
We, you know what? I have had like some shows where I had to be more professional. Like I did a Pacoima Farmers Market, and yeah, they just didn't like the music too much. You know, they're older people.
You mean you had to try to be professional?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I didn't do it, but they were disappointed. That's
it. Is that like? I was gonna get to that question because sometimes I feel like it feels like a job interview question, but like. Like, I am genuinely curious when people are making something that they're just making to do, like, what has been, like, a huge challenge that you've run into in trying to get, like, a venue set up or even, like, trying to make visuals that you're like, why won't this frickin' work? Or maybe my vision isn't what I thought it was or something. Like, do you guys run into that pretty frequently?
So just a couple challenges for like managing, I'd say, is definitely getting in contact with like bigger artists. Like anytime I do get to reach out to them or even hang out with them, I even had shows where like, yeah, I'm down to play. And then their manager reaches out to them. Hey, we got to talk about this show. You can't do this. And it's like, you know, so that's, it's always harder to get like the bigger acts. Venues are kind of difficult because depending if there's like a warehouse, they always cost a lot. And, you know, when we're running shows, we're like, well, we kind of want to invest more in the acts than the space, you know? So, you know, there's small challenges, but yeah, they come and go. They're like, they're not that big that it halts the whole project or anything. We'll like figure out a way around it or something.
Yeah. And like with creating the visuals, I definitely run into challenges, but like whenever you need to deliver something at a certain date, you kind of have to, just make it work somehow sometimes. So, it depends on what it is, but there's been lots of times where I've created like all the shots for something and then I had to like, it didn't really work out. And so I had to do some crazy effects or something in between or somehow make it work. But it's always been fun, to kind of have that deadline really push me to finish it. So.
I realized I didn't ask this question cause I was just thinking about it as like, oh, what are the challenges? How did you guys come up with your name? Where did the name come from?
Came from our friend Jackson, came up with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he came up with
it. He just was like, y'all should do it. Call it Palacio Palace.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, we just really trust his opinion.
Damn, that's a great friend to have. You just like trust their opinion. They just tell you a name.
Yeah, he just always stays on the couch and we reach out to him like once a week. Like, tell us what you think, Jackson.
It's the Oracle.
And he'll be like... mushrooms and pepperoni, be like, that's it, he's spoken.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he didn't mention I knew I had to ask that question. He didn't mention Jackson as the Oracle. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, cool. So there's because it really does fit, like I that's, it's nice to hear that it's just random, because like when I look at all of your work and everything that you guys have done together, I'm like, it doesn't feel random. It really feels like there is a solid vision that's going on. And maybe that's because you guys, that's like your friendship, like solidified or something into like, you know, into Palacio. When you think about Palacio, like, are you guys always like, it's a stressful thing? Or is it like pretty much like, this is fun. Like, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think there's always stress involved when you're trying to run something, but also like it's been fun overall. And I think you make a good point. We've kind of all, like kind of met in the middle, I guess, on what the kind of like the vision for Palacio is. So it's kind of like solidified over the years. And like whenever I'm making something for it, it's like, it's kind of in tune with the styles that have kind of already been developed over the years with him and Alfredo as well. So it's kind of, yeah, we kind of all kind of meet in the middle and kind of have figured out kind of what it is at this point.
Yeah. I'd also say it's just really fun as well, or else I wouldn't keep coming back, you know. Mm-hmm. After the last show, I could just be like, no more shows. But it really is fun. It's fun exploring the music. There are stressful times, like everything else, but you know, you just got to get through it, and then at the end of it, you got to get a show out of it. So you know, it's still a fun time in the end.
All right, we got to wrap up here. So I have one last question. This is, I hope it's not too difficult. If Palacio Palace was a beverage, what would you guys, I mean, you guys can give different answers, but yeah.
I'm going to go with a Michelada.
Okay. Go with a Four Loko. No, just kidding. Probably something eccentric. I don't know, like a really eccentric mixed drink.
Yeah, if you have anything else you feel like we missed or you just want to mention or...
You'll probably miss it, but we're having a Corbin Bowl on this Saturday coming up. But outside of that, we have Woodley Park coming up on... Oh, shoot, what's the date? I think
that's the 23rd, right?
Yeah, September 23rd. And then after that, we're trying to plan a Halloween show, but more details on that when it comes up.
Sick.
On the 28th.
But yeah, definitely keep up with us. We got more stuff coming out. El Camo's coming out with an album. I'm still releasing music. We're still putting on shows. Definitely check out Spencer's page. He's always doing something amazing. Yeah, not much else. Just keep up with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks, man.
find what is sacred. Wrap yourself in gold light, feel a tiny soft high inside. Muses give you offers, bathe in all the whispers. Water. Show me how.
Get to know ya. I can barely keep composure when I feel you coming closer. When we're speaking digitally, I wish that you were next to me. When I'm with you physically, I feel that's the way it should be. I won't ask you to behave. I contain. When I'm with you, I get away from it all. I won't ask you to behave. When I'm with you, when I'm with you, when I'm with you, I won't ask you to behave all the time. When I'm with you, I get away from it all. I won't ask you to behave when I'm with you, babe. When I'm with you, when I'm with you, I won't ask you to behave all the time.
Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, please don't hesitate to visit us at our Instagram, remote.channels. This mix was created by Danton Liu, aka Alex, from the episode.
And we're excited to be back with you next time for another Channels production. Stay tuned.